All right. How's everybody doing? Good, 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 good. It's always good when you can be in the house of the Lord. And as we've been saying for the last, I don't know how many weeks and months, it's always a good day when you're on this side of the dirt. You know, you've got breath in your lungs, and God's given you another day, not because you needed it, but because somebody needs you. See, that's the thing to remember. Every day is a gift from God, and He gives it to us because somebody needs us. That's the thing. Oh, man. It's been a good day. It's been a good week. Got to, you know, any day you get to go to the Mexican restaurant for lunch is a good day, right? And, you know, you'd be smelling it, like, hours later, you're like, whoo, them some good fajitas. You know, and it's like, and it brings it back to your remembrance. Oh, that's a good day. It's a good day. But anyway, on a more serious note, you know, talking about, you know, this, we're just, what, 12 days into the new year? It's a new year. It's a new dawn. It's a new year. You know, last week we kind of talked about that a little bit. You know, 2020 is a blank page that's yet to be written. Each one of us have a blank 2020, and it's yet to be written. Our 2019 is already done. It's already been written. What happened, happened. And it's in the past. See, that's the thing. But what I want to encourage everyone and keep encouraging everyone is look forward. Look forward. Stop looking in the past. Because you know you're not going that way. You're not going backward. And in 2020, that's my goal, is to look forward continually. Because I know God wants to do amazing things in 2020. You know, God, you know, I talked a little bit last week about having a vision for 2020. You know, having a vision. A vision is a picture or idea you have in your mind of the way you want things to look like, right? The way you want things to look like. So the question is, what is the vision for 2020? What is your vision for your family? What is your family going to look like in 2020? What do I want my finances to look like in 2020? What do I want my church to look like in 2020? See, that's the thing. In Proverbs 29:18, it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. When you don't have an idea of what is set before you, it says you perish. It doesn't mean you die. That's not what it's saying. It means you live a mundane life. Remember we talked about that? You know, you get yourself into a rut where every day is the same day. When you don't have a vision, when you don't have something that you're striving for, you begin to perish. You begin to waste away. So it's all about having a vision. As it says in Habakkuk 2:2, when the Lord commanded them to write the vision, make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth. Write your vision. Whatever your vision is, the things that God, that you want to see happen, in your family, in your finances, in your church, write it down. Write it down so you can look at it, so you can dwell on it, so you can, here's something crazy, so you can pray about it. So you've got a list of, God, this is what I want to see. Because when you begin to seek God, you begin to get that vision of how things are going to be. And you know what? They're not how they are now. Because when you get the vision of God, it's going to be something big. It's not something small that you have now. It's something big. And that's where vision of God is from. It's something that only He can do. Only He can show up with. And see, what do I want to focus on tonight is, what is the vision for our church for 2020? What is the vision for our church? But before we get into that, we need to know, what is the church? Who is the church? What does the church look like? What is it supposed to look like? So we can compare it to what it looks like now. See, the most important thing about church is it's a community of believers. It's a family. In Matthew 12, about verse 46, Jesus' family, his mother and his brother, he's preaching, and his mother and his brother come to him, and they're outside of where he's preaching. They're outside of the building, and they're saying, we want to talk to Jesus. So they send people in, and in verse 47, Matthew 12, 47, says, someone told Jesus, your mother and your brothers are outside, and they really want to speak with you. Jesus asked, who is my mother? Who is my brother? See, and then he pointed to his disciples and he said, look at these. He pointed to the people that were with him. He said, look at these. These are my mothers. These are my brothers. Anyone who does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and my sister and my mother. See, that's part of the church is having a community. Who is our family? Community is a family. You, right here, are our family. I've got blood family that I'm not as close to as my family here in the church. See, that's the thing. That's part of the church. That's understanding the church. Who is in that community? The people on the inside. The people that are here that are doing what? Doing the will of my Father. Doing the will of the Father. That's part of that community, is a group of believers all doing what? The will of the Father. See, we're all in this together. We're all in this together. I can't do this without you. You can't do this without me. One of my favorite things is the idea that even the Lone Ranger had a friend. No man is an island. You're not going to get through life without other people. That's part of the community of the church. Because in Hebrews 10:23, it says, let us hold tightly without wavering the hope that we affirm. For God can be what? He can be trusted to keep his promise. Let us think of ways to motivate each other to acts of love and good work. See, that's part of being in community, is motivating each other. In what? Not drama, not hate, but in what? Acts of love and good works. Yeah. See, it's motivating each other. Because I don't know about you, but it's easier for me if I know I can take on the world if I know I got a friend with me. I can beat up the biggest bully if I got someone in my corner. Right? And one of the things I've been striving for 2020 is to change, you know, part of my outlook and myself. You know, I'm a big guy. There ain't no way to say it. So it was time to have a diet, right? How much easier is it when you have a friend dieting with you than you're trying to go alone? Because if you try to go alone, you will get every coupon in the mail for ice cream and Little Debbie's. They will come to you. Like Pastor used to say, money comes to me. Coupons came to me for all the bad things. But see, when I had a friend, see, it was really cool this morning when I was talking to two lovely ladies over here, and we were talking about diets, and they're like, oh, we're doing that same thing too. I was like, woo, I got somebody with me. I got somebody on my side. See, I can do it all with friends because you're not going to do it alone. See, that's part of being a church. And here's the deal. The church gets a bad rap sometimes. They say, oh, that's just a bunch of sinners and hypocrites. Yeah, and you know what? Hospitals are full of sick people. What do you want? See, that's the thing. If we were all perfect, there's no reason to come to church. See, we're all sinners. We're all imperfect people doing what? loving a perfect God. Amen. See, that's part of that community. It's not worrying about if you sinned. It's getting it under the blood. Yeah. And encouraging each other. When you see a brother fall, you pick him up. Because what a twofold cord is easily broken. You get a couple friends together. That community sticks together. Yeah. Note that. Community. What else is the church? The church is a light in the darkness. A city on a hill. Get this. A light in the darkness. Matthew 5:14 says, you are what? The light of the world. Like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds do what? Shine out. Let your good deeds shine out for all to see so that everyone will praise your Heavenly Father. Shine out. See, that's part of a church is to be a light in the darkness. Because the night is dark and full of terror. The world is dark and full of evil and terror. But what are we as the church? A city on a hill. You see, even the smallest light can pierce the darkest darkness. See, even a little light. But wait, when we're a community and we begin to put our lights together, see, a little light can pierce the darkness, but many lights can slay the darkness. Remember that. We're all in this together when we shine our lights out together. Together. Note that. Together. What else does the church do? It equips people. It means we learn together. You know, in 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, study to show thyself approved. It's saying, study the word. Study. The more you learn about God, and that's part of the church, the more you begin to soak into the things of God, the more you can stand when the trial comes. The more goodness and promises that you'll begin to get into your life, you begin to stand on the rock. Stand on the rock that is higher than I. See? That's the thing. What else does a church do? A church grows. Church grows. It doesn't stay the same. Over in Acts, over and over. This was the record of the first church in Acts. Over and over, it talks about how they went out. The people went out, and the church grew every day. In Acts 16:5, it says, the churches were strengthened in their faith, and they grew larger every day. They were strengthened. Acts 6:7, God's message continued to spread. The number of believers greatly increased in Jerusalem, and many of the Jewish priests were converted too. Acts 9:31, the church then had peace throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria, and it became stronger as the believers lived in the fear of the Lord. The church became stronger as they lived in the fear of the Lord. And with the encouragement of the Holy Spirit, it also grew in numbers. It grew in numbers. See, that's part of the church, is growing in numbers. I believe that that's what part of our 2020 is going to be. Growing in numbers. Growing in numbers. We all know people that need to be here. We all know people that need Jesus. Look around their seats for that person. Literally, if you have to write their name on a card and put it on that seat, do it. That's the challenge for 2020. If you want to see somebody come in, write their name, save them a seat. And every time you see him, say, hey, I got a seat saved for you at the church. I got a seat. Because when they come in, what is the church going to do? We're going to love them. We're going to let them know, yesterday's gone. Your past has been written. All that matters is the future. See, that's the thing. And that's part of the challenge of 2020 is write those names down. Write those names. And here's the thing. As we go about, what is the vision for Parish Christian Center? What is the vision? Evan, will you throw that up there for me? What is the vision? Take one of those and pass them around. The church vision for 2020 is what? A growing community of believers that are being equipped to be a light to a dark world. That is the vision. We know what the church is. What's the vision? To be a growing community. Get that? Be growing, adding numbers, and not stealing from other churches. Please, please. If someone already goes to a church and they're plugged in, leave them alone. Leave them there. There are plenty of people that need Jesus in the community. There's plenty to go around. Don't steal them. The only person we want to steal from is the devil. All right? We ain't trying to steal from this assembly, that first whatever. We're stealing from the devil. See, we're a growing community of believers that are being equipped. Be equipped. Show up. That's how you become equipped. Show up. And I know, sometimes you just can't be here. I got it. I've had to work on weekends and stuff before. Here's the deal. Don't feel bad.
That's right.
Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad because of that. Show up when you're here. Show up. You see, you can't be equipped. You can't learn about God if you're never here. So many people, so many Christians say, oh, I love Jesus. Ain't never been to a church house. Or, I can feel Jesus on the creek bank. Yeah, you can on Saturday. Feel it on Saturday. Come to the church house on Sunday. Because Hebrews 10:25, it says what? Let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do. Don't neglect it. Don't neglect it. Show up when you show up. So it says, don't neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. Amen. Especially now. Show up, especially now. Yeah. Because the day of his return, yeah, the days and nights are getting darker. Yeah. There's a lot more evil in the world every day. Some of them fly our own flag. Some of them fly the flag of other countries. Doesn't matter. There's a lot of evil. But we're a community of what? Believers. Shining a light into the darkness. That's the challenge for 2020. That's the vision. That's the write it down and make it plain. See, each one of you should have received a card by now with our logo that says simply that. I want to challenge you. Put that in a place where you'll see it. Begin to get that vision into you. Because see, that's where we want to be. Because where we ended 2019 is not where I want to end 2020. Get that. Where we ended last year, we're not going to end this year the same way. How are we going to do that? How are we going to do that? How? That's the question. How are we going to bring that vision? Well, we build the church. We've talked about it a little bit, but show up and dig in. Praise God when you don't feel like it. Have you ever done that? Continue to do that. I've done it several times. I've shown up when this was the last place I wanted to be, but I knew that I knew that I needed to be around believers. And the more I begin to love and be loved on, the easier things get. See, how do we build the church? You got to build it by showing up and serving when you're here. Serve other people. Romans 12:9. Kind of skipping around. Romans 12:9 says, don't just pretend to love other people. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with a genuine affection. It means really love people. Don't just say you love them. Really love them. And take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. And when God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. See, when God's people are in need, His other people need to show up. That's how we build the church. And know that we're all important. Each one of us is important. Even if you don't sing, can't carry a tune in a bucket. As I tell Kelly sometimes, I know the Lord put a song in your heart, but you need to leave it there. If you're like that, that's okay. Because there's still a peace for you. If you can't get up here and speak, that's okay. But can you love a baby? Can you hug? I don't want to call anybody old. A seasoned individual. Can you love on them? Seasoned. They got plenty of salt and pepper, Sam. Or can you help them move? See, it's about showing up and loving. Truly loving each other. That's how we're going to build the church. Is to truly love each other. And knowing that you are important. We're all important in different, just in different ways. Ephesians 4:15. Will you throw that up there for me, sir? Says, instead, we speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like who? Christ. See, we speak truth in love. We talk to each other in love. And we grow, begin to grow each day more and more like Christ, who's the head of the body of the church. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly. Each part does its own special work. Each part. Each Brenda. Each Kayla. Each Stephanie. Each Alvy. Each Ernie and Mary. Each Jeremy. Does its own special work. And it helps the other parts to what? To grow. And what's the whole point of that? Is to so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. When each part, each person does their own part. When each person does their own part, tell someone. That's the next thing. How are we going to build the church? We're going to tell somebody. We're going to tell somebody about us. Right? We're going to let our light shine. As it said in Matthew, let our light shine out so that people see what? Our good works and believe. See, how are we going to build the church? Tell people. And many times growing up I heard, I'm just going to live right and people will know I love Jesus like that. Yeah, that's great. Do that. But tell people. Use your words. Use your words. Use your love. Use your actions to grow the church. And of course, when you're trolling Facebook, like and share our stuff. I had to throw that in there for my wife. But here's the thing. How are we going to build this together? In one of my favorite stories in the Bible was Nehemiah. For those of you that don't know the story of Nehemiah, I encourage you to read it. But the entire city of Israel was, or the entire city of Jerusalem was destroyed. All the walls were broken down, and there was nothing left but a bunch of ruins. And he saw the city from afar, and he said, I'm going to rebuild that city, okay? So, and all the children of Israel, they were slaves out, and he was a slave to another master, to another kingdom. And he went there, and he said, went to the king, and he said, I want to rebuild the walls of the city. I want to rebuild. I want to build the walls of Jerusalem. And he began to gather people together. And here's the thing. They started building the walls. They started, and it's in Nehemiah chapter 3. They started with one section of the wall. It was the sheep gate where they brought in the sacrifices. That was the very first thing that they rebuilt, was the gate to bring in the sacrifices of praise to God. Okay, get that. So that was the first part. And then each family, each group that came with him to help him, they all built a piece of the wall. So they didn't have to build the entire wall. They built their piece. They had to worry about their piece right in front of their house. So what happens? So I have my piece here. Albie, come here. Brother Angelo, stand up. I begin to build my piece here. Albie builds his piece here. Brother Angelo builds his piece here. What do we got? We've got a community. We've got a wall. We've got a safe refuge. As we all begin to add our pieces to the wall, we have a church. We have a church. We have a light in the darkness. Thank you, guys. We have that light. Because as we all begin to build our piece, just like it said in Ephesians, each part does its own special work. Each part, all you got to worry about is your part. You don't got to feel bad because somebody can do something better than you.
That's right.
What can you do? One of my favorite speeches from long ago was President Kennedy. When he said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country.
Yeah.
For this year, ask not what your church can do for you, but what you can do for your church. See, that's the vision. That's the goal, is to build each piece together, to be that light. Because like I said before, if one little light, this little light of mine, can pierce the darkness, all of our lights can slay that darkness. And remember, what are we going to be in 2020? A growing community of believers that are being equipped to be a light to a dark world. Take that with you. Put it where you can see it. Get that vision. And ask God, how can I be a part of that vision? How can I be a part? That's the challenge. That's the vision for our church, for the church. We'll talk about some other visions as we go along, but that's the vision. That's what I want you to get. A growing community of believers. A growing community of believers that are being equipped be a light into a dark world. Now, who wants to be a part of that?
Amen.
Who wants to be a part of that?
Amen.
Let's all stand up. I want to pray over you. Go ahead and bow your heads. Lord, we thank you for each and every one of us here. Lord, and I thank you that we're going to see this vision in 2020. We're going to be that growing community. We're going to be equipped to send out your light into this dark world. Lord, and I ask that you would place upon each one of our hearts the portion that you want us to do. No matter how big, no matter how small, help us to realize the part you want us to play. And help us to get that vision for 2020. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.